One of the things we need is money. You might not like to admit it, and people don't like to talk about it, and sometimes people accuse rich people of being bad people, and people that have lots of money aren't very nice. But ultimately, have you tried to live without any money? And there might be some countries where you can do that, but in a Western world, to have no money is complicated, makes life difficult, complicated, and for a lot of people, really stressful. If you look at the flip side, if you are financially free, so you don't ever have to be concerned about money, you have all the money that you need, and that will be a different amount for everybody, is it possible that you'll have less hassles in your relationships, you'll have less hassles with the career path that you choose, because you might choose the career path that you want rather than one that you have to do. You would live perhaps in a different home or drive a different car, or you might not work at all, you might wear different clothes. Money usually decides the way that we live our lives. And the people that are incredibly happy, we often think, oh, they must be the really rich people. I think it's more to do with financial freedom, that if you don't have to be stressed about money, you don't have to be arguing about money, you don't have to be scared of whether or not you can pay your next bill, you don't have to be scared of something happening in your life because you can't afford to pay for it. I think that makes for a more peaceful life, if not a more happier life. So does money make you happy? Of course not, because there's lots of really rich people that are very miserable. But there has been this great comment made by many people. I've been rich and unhappy and poor and unhappy. I'd much rather be rich and unhappy, because at least you're not stressing about where your next bill money is going to be coming from. So then the next question is, how do you make money? And that's a bazillion dollar question, because lots of people ask that question. Some people will tell you buy a lotto ticket. Some people will tell you that you should work more hours. Some people will tell you that you should work harder. There's lots of wealth creation books on how you can make your money work for you. But ultimately, when you talk to the people who are incredibly wealthy, and I'm talking about the billionaires of the world, and it's a very small number of people in comparison to the people who are not billionaires, so it's a tiny number in that billionaire club. And when you talk to those folks, read their books, listen to what they've got to share with you, and everybody is a different person, but the fundamentals are exactly the same. And the fundamentals are that they did something or are doing something or will continue to do something that they're absolutely passionate about. You may make money enough to survive, enough to pay your house mortgage, enough even to live in a beautiful home. But when it comes to the point that you would do it for free, and that's the great question, if your boss stopped paying you today, or if you were made redundant at your position, number one, could you still survive because you had enough money to do so? And or would you keep going to that job if they didn't pay you? And the billionaires of the world will tell you that doesn't matter whether they're rich or poor, and they all have been at some stage both, that they would still continue to do what they're doing because they love it so much. So a really great question to ask yourself is, if you really truly want to make money and enjoy making money, then are you doing what you're the most passionate about? Would you do it for free? So if you were financially free, and that's going to be again a different amount for everybody, but if you had the amount of money that you could live the lifestyle that you wanted to live and you didn't have to work, but you also didn't want to be bored, what would you do? Would you keep going to the job that you're doing now? Would you keep investing time in the thing that you get up and do every day? Or would you say, hell no, this is what I would do? And ultimately, whether it's a complicated way to make it happen, or it's uncomfortable to think about making it happen, or you think that it's not possible, if you really truly want to make money and enjoy making it, then you would be doing something that you are absolutely passionate about, because you'll wake up every day then and you're not going to work, you're going to play. You're waking up excited to be doing something that you really want to do rather than doing something to make money, and there's a completely different headspace to that. The next thing that the people who are the billionaires of the world will tell you is that when you're doing something that you're really passionate about, you obviously don't want to be average at it. You don't want to be second best, 50th best, 150th best at it. You want to be the best at it, and that's your only focus because you're really passionate about it. So you do the training and you do the study and you meet the right people and you continue to learn because you're doing something that you're passionate about, which of course, if you keep getting up every day wanting to be better, wanting to learn more, wanting to train harder, are wanting to study, and not study to get a qualification or to pass the test or because you have to or because your boss makes you. I'm talking about people that actually want to keep learning, keep studying, keep growing. They have a library full of books. They've got an iPod or a phone full of audio books and information about how to become better at what they do. They don't study because they don't want to. They study because they don't want not to. The people that wake up every day wanting to learn because they can become the best in the world at what they do. So the people that enjoy making money and the people that make the most money are the ones who are doing what they are the most passionate about. They want to become the best in the world at it, and they are continually learning, growing, studying and training to become the best. And then third, they're adding massive value to somebody's life or lots of people's lives. And obviously the more lives that you add value to, the more money you'll make or the more financial freedom you'll have. And I'm not sure where the disconnect is there. Most people go to work to pay their lousy, stinking, rotten bills or have just enough money to live their lives. And a lot of people, in fact, most, the financial community of the world will tell you, is that they're just living from paycheck to paycheck. So they're doing a job that they don't like for a person they don't like very much in an environment that they don't like very much, and it's just enough to get by. Yet the people who are the billionaires of the world, the ones that are completely financially free, would wake up every day doing what they're doing because they love it so much, because they're doing what they're the most passionate about. They're the best in the world at it, and they're adding massive value to people's lives. So to put that into perspective, if you are going to do a job that you don't like for a boss that you don't like in an environment that you don't like, it's very difficult to be the best at it. Even if you have great work ethic, it's really hard to get motivated to do something that you don't want to do. And then it's almost like you don't care whether you're adding massive value to somebody's life. It's almost like, I'm doing this because I have to pay my mortgage, or I'm doing this because I have to buy food this week. I have to. And then we go, what if they put the price of petrol up? Or what if they put the price of our daily food up? Or what if the rent goes up? Or what if the bank interest rates go up and I'm not earning enough money? And then they become scared. The thing about money is that if you are doing what you're the most passionate about, you're the best in the world at it, and you're adding massive value to people's lives, you'll never live a life like that. You'll never be waking up going, oh, I wonder where my next amount of money is going to be coming from. Because the more people's lives that you add value to, the more financially successful, the financially free you'll become. And again, I wonder where that disconnect is. I wonder why we think that we can do an average job with an average headspace, with an average education, with an average, I have to do just enough study to get by, or I have to do just enough work to get paid or not get fired. And that's an interesting headspace. A lot of people do just enough at their job not to get fired. And by the way, when you talk to the business owners of the world, we know who you are. And when somebody comes along who's really good at what you do, it's very likely that your position will be made redundant, or your boss is already looking for a way to fire you. If you're doing just enough to get paid, even if you think nobody's going to notice, it doesn't take long before somebody does. And it's understandable that you're only doing just enough to get paid if you're doing something that you don't love to do. So let's put that all together in one very exciting circle. It is very easy to become financially free and also emotionally happy, and I will say even spiritually happy, for the want of a better word, because a lot of people think that's a airy-fairy underarm word. But ultimately, when you're spiritually happy, it means that you've got a purpose and you're waking up every day doing what you love, which means you want to get to be the best in the world at it. So you train and study and you want to add massive value to people's lives. And then money becomes one of those things that just seems to come into your life. And by the way, if it doesn't, you actually don't care, because you are constantly growing and because you're doing what you're passionate about, you know that you are capable of making money, and there's a headspace that is really financially free and financially secure. You know that it doesn't matter if you get fired, doesn't matter if you lose all your clients, it doesn't matter if your business goes bankrupt. You know how to make money again, because you are the kind of person who would only ever do what you're the most passionate about. You want to be the best in the world at what you do, so you are continually studying and learning and growing and training, so you're always going to be really good at what you do. And because you have a headspace, this is about giving rather than taking. Wanting to add value to people's lives is so much different than do just enough to get paid and hope the boss doesn't notice if I'm not. It's very difficult to live a happy life when you're not putting in 100% effort into everything that you do and you're not wanting to add value to people's lives. Imagine waking up every day where you're doing what you are the most passionate about. You have a purpose to get up because even if you are the best at what you do, you know that you can get better and you keep striving to be better. And your headspace is, how can I add massive value to people's lives today? And it's really interesting when you put those three things together and then talk to the billionaires of the world, they'll tell you that that's why they are billionaires. So is it easy to make money? Of course. Do what you're the most passionate about. Aim to be the best in the world at it. Add massive value to people's lives and then enjoy financial freedom.